Okay, so today I want to look at and unpack for you one of my favorite passages in the Bible. And it contains several promises. The Bible tells us in Peter that God has given us his great and precious promises. And they're given to us to encourage us, to sustain us, to give us that platform to stand on when the world seems to be upside down. And I think we would all agree that we live in a world that seems, in some ways, to be upside down. Before I actually read the passage, though, I wanted to ask a few questions. I'm not asking you to turn off your mute and answer, but I would like for you to answer these for yourself, and then we'll go from there. So the first question is, have you ever doubted yourself? Have you ever questioned who you really are? Have you ever wondered if you were enough? Whether that's at work or as in your role as a husband or wife or parent. Have you ever found yourself anxious, confused, or overwhelmed by what's going on around you? Now, self-disclosure, I would have to say that I can answer yes for every one of those questions at some point in time in my life. And so I want to read a passage of scripture that I think really gives us hope in the midst of those circumstances. In Isaiah 43, it says, "But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba for your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." That's Isaiah 43, 1 through 7. Some observations that I'd like to share from this passage. First of all, it starts out, "But now this is what the Lord says." So Isaiah is actually quoting God in this passage. So God is speaking, and it says that God created you. And I like to read this passage where it says, "He who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel." And put your name in that place and read it like this: He who created you, Kenny. He who formed you, Kenny. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you read that passage that way, it makes it much more personal. And the reality is, Jesus, or Paul said in Corinthians, that all of God's promises are yes in Christ. And so you can read that passage and transpose your name over Jacob and Israel and it not lose any of its meaning. God created you, he called you by name, he formed you. You are the only you that will ever be. I think sometimes we question our value and our worth. But God is the creator of the universe, and God doesn't make mistakes. And so, if God made me or if God made you, you're not a mistake. You're not a mess up. God made us and formed us in our mother's womb the way he wanted us to be. Oh, I'm trying to flip my page here. Okay. God says, do not fear. And the interesting thing there is it's not a command like, if you fear, you're breaking God's command and he's mad at you. It's God is saying, there's no reason for you to fear. You don't have to fear. And he says, you don't have to fear because he has redeemed you. He has called you personally by name. He claims you. He calls you his. He paid a price for you. The next part of the passage, when you pass through the waters, when you walk through the fire, when you pass through the rivers. The interesting thing there is Isaiah says, when these things happen, not if you pass through, but when. And the reality is these are actual events that took place in the life of the nation of Israel. But these are also, I think, a description of the things that we go through in life. When your world is upside down, when you're facing hard situations that are uncomfortable, that you don't understand, that are overwhelming or dangerous, maybe even unbearable, God says, when that is your experience, when that is your reality, he says, I will be with you. Your circumstances will not overtake you. You're going to be okay. The promise here isn't that he'll change our circumstances, though he very well could and sometimes does, but more so that he's going to be with you in the midst of your circumstances. So my challenge for myself and my encouragement to you is when you find yourself in one of those places that just doesn't make sense or that's very uncomfortable or unsettling, rather than praying fervently, God, get me out of this, change your prayer to God, where are you in the midst of this? Because that's what his promise is, that he's going to be with you in the midst of whatever you're going through. And we have the promise and the knowledge that whatever we're going through is actually beneath him. He is bigger, he is stronger, he is smarter, he is better than whatever circumstances we might face. And he says, keep your eyes on me. I'm with you. You're going to be okay. The promise then is to be with you, not to take it away. So look for God. Then it goes on and says, since you are precious and honored in my sight. Do you really understand that when God looks at you, he sees you as his precious child and he loves you? So the promise is, because that's how God views us, we really don't have to and really shouldn't be afraid. These are some promises that I have gone to and go to over and over, because life is coming at us at a rapid pace and there's so much going on that we really don't understand. Some of it we won't understand. Some of it God gives us insight into. But the promise that we have here is that he's not unaware of our individual unique circumstances. He's with us in the midst of those circumstances, and that's all that we need. So I want to encourage you guys as you go through the rest of your day and as you go through life to reflect on Isaiah 43, 1 to 7, and ask God to make that promise real for you and begin looking to him to meet those needs that you have, or those to remove or to give you peace in the midst of those circumstances that might cause you to be anxious or overwhelmed or concerned. You can turn off the recording.